Welcome, welcome, everyone. It is 2 p.m., so that means you are now listening to Basement Noise on CFRC 101.9 FM. So today I decided to kind of have a theme to the episode, similar to last week. I know I teased it a little bit, but the theme today is metal. My thought was to play a whole bunch of metal from different subgenres. So we've got like groove, sludge, metalcore, whatever, and more. And I've grouped them into like their respective genres. And I'm going to like briefly talk about them, not anything crazy. But I think it's just fun because there's so many different genres and I can't even name all of them, but whatever. I wanted to start off with two of my favorite subgenres, groove and thrash metal. Groove is like a lot of like grunted vocals with detuned like electric guitars, and Pantera was like a pioneer of this, so they'll be up first. And then after that will be Slayer. Slayer was kind of one of the bands that got me into this genre, so it only makes sense to play them. They're kind of more of a thrash band with like fast, aggressive tempos and like really awesome riffs. So first up is going to be I'm Broken by Pantera, and then after that is going to be Dead Skin Mask by Slayer.
Damn, damn. Now that you've arrived, please stay a while, and I promise I won't keep you long. I'll keep you forever.
Alright, these next two genres I have up are sludge and doom metal. Honestly, really underrated. I feel like I didn't really know about them until I don't know, kind of recently, I guess. But sludge is like a mix of doom and hardcore punk, whereas doom is like slower and thicker. Acid Bath is a great example of sludge, and The Obsessed is a great example of doom. Honestly, these genres might be some of my new favorites. So here is The Mortician's Flame by Acid Bath and The Way She Fly by The Obsessed.
Yeah. Mondays can be a tough day, but would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.
Okay, so this next grouping of genres is probably the largest. It's a mix of like metalcore, hardcore, and post-hardcore. And then I also threw in just like a couple songs that I wanted to play that don't necessarily like fit into any of those genres, but they're like similar enough. But if you hear something that's like a little bit like, wait a minute, that's not right, I probably just threw it in there because I wanted to. But these genres all have like heavier and aggressive moments with breakdowns, but also incorporate a lot of like melodic components as well. And they tend to alternate between like screaming and singing, which I love. And a lot of people hate on metalcore, but I don't mind it at all. And there's some really, really awesome and good songs in that genre. You just have to give it a chance. But first up is You Are Familiar by Secret and Whisper and My Heroine by Silverstein.
But sedation changes.
my first time ever listening to something like heavier than normal was probably when my dad told me to listen to Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine. And I remember hearing it for the first time, and it actually was like changing my brain chemistry in ways that I have never seen before. So for me, like alternative new metal stuff was kind of what got me into this like overall genre. And over the past couple years, I've gotten into heavier and heavier music, which I really love, but my mom is not the biggest fan of. But maybe someday I'll get her into it, cross my fingers, hopefully. But I will be playing some new metal later, so stay tuned. But next up is Rothenburg by Shreddy Krueger, which might be the sickest band name I've ever heard. And then after that, Second and Sebring by Of Mice and Men. Let's get into it. He's just a simple man.
Living up my life. his mother's side. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Tom Savage. We love our Spotify. We love our Apple Music. It's a wonderful thing to have all the music in the world at your fingertips. But the big downside is that these streaming services pay fractions of a penny per streamed artist, and that doesn't buy a lot of groceries. So if you're really digging an album, reach out to that musician or band, make a donation, buy some physical merchandise, help them keep creating great music for you. We can't rely on giant corporations to do the right thing. We as music fans need to put our own value on music. Let's keep that creative engine going.
So at my job over the summer, I was talking to my coworkers about how cool it would be if I started like an all-girl metal band, and one of them said I should name it Sydney Prescott, which honestly I think would be a really solid name. So if there's anyone out there who wants to form a metal band, just hit me up and I'll start working on my vocals now. But the band name Shreddy Krueger just was like kind of reminded me of that, because honestly, what a cool name. I love like things that are like horror movie related and whatnot. But next up is This Could Be Any in the World by Alexis on Fire, and then after that, The Bed We Made by Gutter King.
Of a cage beyond dark and sky.
Alrighty, so last up in this little grouping is going to be a song by Bad Omens. I think they get a lot of hate because people don't like metalcore, but Noah Sebastian is an insane, insane vocalist, and I'm obsessed with him and this band. I got into them a few years ago and have loved them ever since, so we're going to end this little category with Limits by Bad Omens.
CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. You'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephone interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Alrighty, so last little bit here. Next up, I've got some alternative new metal stuff to end it off. People hate new metal, but I don't care. So if you're not a fan, then oh well. Honestly, I think you should get into it. It's a vibe. And this might be shameful, but I do unironically listen to Limp Bizkit because, hey, I like them. But I can't play their songs because they're literally all explicit, so you guys got lucky today. But I can play Linkin Park and Serial Joe. So to start us off is Crawling by Linkin Park and Confused by Serial Joe, which is more of like a rap, new metal vibe.
fear is never ending. Controlling, I can't seem to find myself again. My walls are closing in.
Not a sense of confidence, I'm convinced that there's just too much pressure to take.
I felt this way before. My own reflection, it's haunting how I can't seem to find myself again. My walls are closing in.
Not a sense of confidence, I'm convinced that there's just too much pressure to take.
I felt this way before.
Complicated, mind evaded. Ain't no part of you lost and jaded.
guys. Last song of the day here for you. It is a song called Take My Time by Cianoc. He has maybe like 4 songs out and they're all so good, so I recommend you listen to all of them. But I wanted to play this one because I think it's my favorite of, well, maybe the 4. I don't know how many he has out, but it doesn't matter. But I just wanted to play this one, and I just want to say thanks everyone for listening. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week, and I will see you next time.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Oh, hey, Boomer Radio Guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and...